Five North Bay City councillors stood their ground Tuesday evening, pushing back against five fellow councillors trying to block an invitation to Integrity Commissioner George Vallon to address council on its code of conduct rules. A scandal broke last year when a report by Vallon revealed that Mayor Al McDonald voted, in an Invest North Bay closed meeting, to award a $1.2 million marketing contract to his friend and campaign manager Bill Ferguson of TWG Communications. See Vallon's report here. McDonald's action clearly broke INB's own conflict of interest rules. The organization reports directly to City Council. McDonald has never publicly acknowledged or explained his actions. See, here's the conflict of interest policy. Invest North Bay doesn't want you to see. Vallon also reported that Canadore College president George Burton also broke the rules by voting to give the contract to TWG, despite Ferguson being chair of the executive committee at the college that determined Burton's contract and pay. Specifically to Mr. Burton and Mr. McDonald sitting on the proposal review committee at Invest North Bay Development Corporation that reviewed an RFP, request for proposal, from Mr. Bill Ferguson's company, TWG Communications, without disclosing to the board their relationships with the bidder, wrote Vallon. See, open letter. McDonald and Burton broke Invest North Bay conflict of interest rules, say Ferris and Peltier. The release of the report led to Vallon offering to address council to assist in strengthening the city's code of conduct rules. That offer was accepted unanimously by council a year ago, but city staff stalled movement and the invite was never sent. See. Silence of the Lambs. Councillors sit on their hands to avoid embarrassing mayor over Integrity Commissioner's report then last month. And despite council's earlier decision, city solicitor Peter Lecky issued his own report stating Vallon's advice is not required. See. City solicitor to Integrity Commissioner. Your advice on our code of conduct rules, not required. No councillor apparently asked for Lecky's opinion, but communication officer Gord Young told Bay Today that the report was brought forward by staff because there was information that our legal team and senior administration believed council needed to be made aware of. But Young did not explain why it took a year for staff to spring into action, or why it did not follow council's earlier direction. Staff reports are brought forward to council in this manner on a regular basis, added Young. That led to the Tuesday night showdown with Councillor Bill Vrabosch bringing forth a motion to cancel the meeting with Vallon. Mayor McDonald, who didn't declare a conflict when awarding the million-dollar contract to TWG, declared a conflict of interest on the motion to block Vallon's appearance. Councillor Scott Robertson started things off by saying he wouldn't support it. Council gave unanimous direction to staff a year ago on this issue. I think we should have already invited this person as a guest. Councillor Mark King, who first put forth the resolution to invite Vallon a year ago, says he was surprised to see the motion put forward, adding he was looking forward to hearing what Vallon has to say. He's a judge in the city and obviously well respected. It certainly could have been used as a learning opportunity. I'm concerned that we're going down this road. Concerning public perception, we work for the public and there is interest in the public forum about what Judge Vallon would have to say. I'm disappointed. We have a job to do. Sometimes it can be very, very difficult, sometimes it's easy, but in this particular case it's quite easy. Let's invite Judge Vallon and hear what he has to say. Councillor Ed Valenti, who ran on a platform of transparency, was curious why the invite, after a year's delay, hadn't already been extended. I'm just curious about that, wondered Valenti, who repeated he wants an open and transparent forum for Vallon to present. Councillor George Maroussis said he found Lecky's report rather strange and almost out of order. We're getting a report that isn't necessary. I can't imagine where it came from. We did not ask the legal department for a report. Maroussis said council a year ago accepted Vallon's report and decided it wanted to speak with the author. This one, Lecky report, came forward without us even asking for it. Councillor Bill Vrabosch did not want Vallon to appear, urging fellow councillors to put this issue to bed. I understand what Councillor King says about openness, but this is open. There's no other way you can say this. This council is very open. I think it's time to stop spending money on this thing, take Judge Vallon's report and file it. Councillor Dave Mendicino, who is now chair of Invest North Bay, also did not want Vallon to appear. This thing has been investigated to the nth degree. I'm in full support of the motion. Valenti then repeated how important it was to discuss the issue in an open forum. It's important for us to demonstrate to taxpayers and the public that we are willing to look at all discussions on this. Councillor Main called it a unique opportunity to have someone who is a judge and a former councillor of North Bay, as well as a citizen of North Bay, to come forth and share some information and background on an issue he is professionally engaged with. Valenti asked for a recorded vote. Voting against the motion, and for Valen to appear before council, was Valenti, Mark King, Scott Robertson, Chris Main, and George Maroussis. Voting for the motion and against Valen appearing was Mac Bain, Bill and Tanya Vrabosh, Dave Mendicino, and Joanne Brusso. Mayor McDonald did not vote after declaring a conflict, resulting in a 5-5 tie, and so the motion was defeated. The vote means the invitation to Valen remains open, as it has been for the past year with no invites extended. It's not clear who is responsible for issuing the invitation or when, or if it will just sit there as has for the past 12 months.